A deputy director of nursing services of the Ghana Health Service, Margareta Gloria Shandy, says children are affected with pneumonia and diarrhea even before they attain the age of five. It is in line with this that the Ministry of Health and the Ghana Health Service, in partnership with other agencies, have introduced the pneumococcal and rotavirus vaccines to protect children between 2 and 6 months. Madam Margareta Gloria Shandy said this on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus.
Of course, there are side effects, but they are very rare. Very, very rare. For example, for the rotavirus, the commonest side effect is mild diarrhea. And with the pneumococcal, because that one is an injection, the injection site itches or becomes red or there is pain.
It's not going to be house to house in the national immunization campaigns. This is part of the routine immunization. So in this month of May, any child who visits the child welfare clinic will have 2 injections on the thigh at the same time instead of 1, which used to be the 5-in-1 vaccine. When the 2 are given together, they complement each other for effective action. For 3 times for the pneumococcal, so at 6 weeks when the child is given, 10 weeks the child will be given, then 14 weeks the child will be given. And then for the rotavirus, that child will be given 2 immunizations. It's in a tube, and the whole tube is squeezed into the child's mouth at 6 weeks and then 10 weeks. The moment that temperature is lost, the vaccine is no more potent. So nobody should buy something from anybody and say that this is rotavirus or this is pneumococcal.
Madam Gloria Shandy noted that though the vaccines have side effects, they are rare. She also explained the mode of administration of the vaccines and advised parents not to send their children elsewhere to be immunized, apart from recognized health facilities across the country. Also on the program was Madam Comfort Inchi of the Kolibu Public Health Nurses School. She explained why the new vaccines were introduced.
The pneumococcal vaccine is giving us an injection, and preferably we want the right time so that the mothers can differentiate which type of vaccine was given to their children, because at 6 weeks they are introduced to so many vaccines.
Madam Comfort Inchi said available statistics indicate that the diseases are the deadliest among children.
In the whole world, studies have shown that 1.3 million of all deaths of children under 5 are due to this rotavirus infection, and 1.4 million children under 5 that are also due to the pneumococcal infection. In Ghana, the story is also not different. The disease is among one of the top 3 in Ghana, and it has been realized that children before the age of 2 years come in contact with the rotavirus germ or infection, as well as that of pneumococcal. And because of that, the death rates among these children as a result of the infection are so high. So it has become necessary that Ghana also take action to bring death under 2 to 6 months under control. And it's also one of the ways to reduce infant mortality in Ghana to meet the MDG goal 4.
Those were the views of panelists Margareta Gloria Shandy and Comfort Inchi on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which discussed the introduction of the 2 new vaccines by the Ghana Health Service and the Ministry of Health and their efficacy to prevent pneumonia and diarrhea.